Gift cards are big business. They're convenient for the purchaser, and depending on how many actually get redeemed, they also can be quite lucrative for the seller. Now there's a healthcare gift card. The card alone sells for about $5. It's produced by Highmark Incorporated. Kim Ballard is vice president of e-marketing. He expects their biggest customers will be women between the ages of 35 and 50 who want to help aging parents, a spouse, or maybe kids who've left the nest.
The card can be bought for any amount between $25 and $5,000. If you're getting a heart transplant, you're not going to pay for it with your healthcare gift card. Based on our research, it looks like people will spend somewhere between $75 and $100 on a card.
John Mullaney is a professor at UW-Madison who studies health economics. He does not think the cards will make a big dent in what are generally considered the three biggest problems of healthcare today: cost, access, and quality. And even though the company producing the gift card expects it will be popular enough to sell even once the holidays are over, Professor Mullaney isn't so sure it will be a marketing sensation.
I think that the likelihood that there'd be significant uptake is quite small, and indeed many of the indicated services as being marketed are of the sort that we might think of as elective or cosmetic kinds of healthcare services.
Uses for the healthcare gift card include teeth whitening, health club memberships, and cosmetic surgery. It also can be used for copays on doctor visits and at pharmacies. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.